Matt Summl spent a decade writing the 20 interconnected stories that comprise his debut, Making Nice. They were written in part as a response to his mother's death from cancer. Summl's narrator faces the same tragedy, and his pain and anger lead him to act in ways that don't create a lot of sympathy. He throws things. He gets into fights. But the book is also funny, and Matt Summl has been described as a new voice in American fiction. Tom Vitale has a profile.
Friday afternoon, the back room at the Wharf, a fisherman's watering hole on Long Island's South Shore, looking out across the Great South Bay towards Fire Island. It's a special place for Matt Summl.
This is the first bar I got into. Been in bar fights here. This is my place. This is my spot.
He says it's like coming home to the wreckage of his youth. Summl grew up a mile from here, up the Connecticut River. He's 38, and he's lived in Los Angeles the last 15 years. He's back now to launch his book tour, a book that grew out of another homecoming a dozen years ago when his mother was diagnosed with cancer.
She was driving to work one day, and she passed out at the wheel. Woke up on the side of the road and ended up getting some stuff checked out, and they found it in her shoulder. But by the time they really got figured it all out, it was everywhere.
His mother spent the next 5 months in the hospital, then died at home with hospice. At the time, Summl was enrolled in the graduate fiction program at the University of California, Irvine.
When my mother got sick, I was using the good luck of bad luck. Use what hurts. I started to take aim at that.
Summl created an amped-up version of himself, Albie, filled with rage and grief. His story, If P, Then Q, begins with Albie's remembering his 11th grade calculus teacher telling a story about drugging a bumblebee so he could tie a thread around it and have it on a leash.
Then he walked over to the window and stared out past the parking lot filled with cars that looked alike. So I studied math as an undergrad until I tried, using modus tollens, to prove to Kate Damon that she should date me. It didn't work, and I realized that math would not get me what I wanted. So I dropped out and started drinking a lot of well whiskey in a bar around the corner from my apartment I would eventually be evicted from.
A new voice is a big deal.
Novelist Jeffrey Wolfe was director of the writing program at UC Irvine when Summl began writing the stories in Making Nice.
Matt Summl has a voice that I've never heard before. I love his writing for its idiom, but particularly for its rhythms, the way he gets on a roll with it.
Money ran out quickly, and more out of boredom than habit. Kept going to the ATM, checking to see if a balance would somehow appear in my account. It never did, and so I learned a little green Spanish and spent hours doing finger puppetry for the ATM camera. I got pretty good at it. I can do a dog, a rabbit, a lizard, an elephant, a hawk, and an eagle. There's a difference in the thumbs. I could do a donkey, a squirrel, a cow, a cobra, a horse, and a pig.
Jeffrey Wolfe says Albie's voice reminded him of another character in J.D. Salinger's Catcher in the Rye.
What has moved me about him is how quickly I connected with him. Certainly not because he seemed like me, but it was the same experience that I had when I was 15 years old reading about Holden Caulfield. That same sort of sense of yes, 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 I know what's going on here.
But fiction never came easily for Matt Summl. He spent 10 years writing these stories. He worked renovating houses, teaching writing, promoting a racing car tour, and fueling boats. He used a student loan to buy a 31-foot sailboat and then lived on it. He chased girls, and he got drunk in bars. But he never did some of the things his character Albie does in Making Nice, like setting fire to a 7-Eleven. Summl says people who've read his stories in the Paris Review and Esquire think he's Albie.
I was up in Squaw Valley once, and someone refused to sit at the table with me. Just got up and left. You know, but it happens all the time, and I think it's happening right now. You know, people are like, oh, that's almost Albie. And he says, no, I let Albie indulge in all the bad choices and the impetuousness and the recklessness that I necessarily wouldn't, you know. But I think bad choices make for good stories, so I'm like, yeah, have fun with that. Let's let Albie do those things that I restrain myself from doing.
Summl says what's important to him in fiction is complexity.
You know, I wanted to just present a character who may not be the most likable guy, but hopefully you can have some sort of generosity towards him or have some tenderness for this guy, and I guess I wanted to sort of explore that.
Matt Summl says when he's writing, his motto is, make them laugh, then break their hearts.
I also do a mouse and make him say, ee, 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 and then I also do myself when he says, what? I can't hear you, Ma. Mom, my left hand, asks, what's wrong, Albie? And my right hand goes, it's the little things. The little things, Ma. They're relentless. Why are you so angry? I don't know, Ma, I said. I don't know. Excuse me, a voice behind me said. I need to use the ATM.
For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.